the farmers all turned from cotton to chickens and cattle.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, they, when the timber was cut out, the Turpentine still had to move too. And whatever some homes here and didn't want to go anywhere else, but we just sitting here in the country. You believe it or not, we was we had marshals and mayors and board of aldermen, and well, we just, it was just a real, now Weathers built up a lot faster than Mendenhall or McGee, either one did at first, on account of the sawmills, and we had so much timber in here. And that courthouse at Mendenhall, have you seen it?
Yes, ma'am.
Every stick of wood in that courthouse was sawed and dressed and fixed here in Weathers, being hauled up there on what's called log wagons.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
My goodness. When did Weathersby start going downhill, I guess you'd say?
Well, let me see. Now you've asked me a question, sorry, hard to answer. I know matter where when it started building up was in 1901, that's when they went to building the dwellings here. Now the house, the first white house side the highway down there, you come by it,
yes,
just below my sister's, was the first dwelling that was ever built in this place, and that was in 1901. And we had two big hotels. And they done the business too. And well, we still had a pretty good town here now.
Yes, ma'am.
Till about 1930, I believe it was. It was in the 30s when the gin and the last sawmill and all left us.
Yes, ma'am. Nice.
And we had a nice post office here and a bank. We had a bank that was organized in 1908. And the president of our bank was the father of the governor we had then.
Is that right?
Wheatfield.
Was lumber business pretty big around here?
Yes, it was.
It was the main business, you suppose? How about agriculture? Has there ever been much of that around here?
Yes, agriculture used to be good. People out around here, you see, they just grew everything nearly. We had what's called cucumber beds here too, and people would raise cucumbers and haul them in here and sell them. They raised tomatoes and brought them in here and sold them to ship, you know, they brought them in crates. And everybody around that had land, most all the farmers, you know, they grew lots of corn and cotton and sugar cane, sweet potatoes. And all, of course, had vegetable gardens, but that had to be.
You mentioned sweet potatoes. You ever heard people around here call sweet potatoes anything else?
Long time ago, they called them taters.
Yes, ma'am.
And they sure would. They said taters. And they go to speak of the white potatoes, you know. Well, sometimes we call them ash potatoes, but they did all the time then, and we didn't have what we call the white ash potatoes a long time ago. We just had those red ones.
Yes, ma'am.
Everybody said ash potatoes and taters.